Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Legendary Australian rockers Midnight Oil are coming to South Australia to headline WOM Adelaide. Please welcome the founding member and backbone of Midnight Oil, drummer Rob Hurst.
Oh, this is exciting, Roo, to have the drummer of Midnight Oil with us, Rob Hurst. Good morning. Welcome to Triple M.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good.
How Rob, things there?
Yeah, great. You're coming to Adelaide to do WOM Adelaide. I'm trying to think over the years of like music festivals that Midnight Oil would have performed at, because normally you sort of do your own standalone concerts, don't you? How many of these types of festivals have you played?
Well, we've actually played WOM Adelaide before. I can't give you the date off the top of my head. Midnight Oil has played WOM Adelaide a long time ago, and my blues band, The Backsliders, has also been down to play. And it's a festival we've always admired, and we've done WOMAD shows around the world as well with Peter Gabriel back in the 90s as well. So it's always been a really special festival for us, and the great opportunity we have this time in South Australia is to do two shows. The one, the WOM Adelaide show, where we're going to feature most of our First Nations collaborators for a Makarrata album that we put out late last year. And then we're going to do another show as well of Midnight Oil material going right back to, you know, the late 70s, early 80s. So we're going to cover quite a bit of musical ground.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Tell us about the Makarrata project. What is it?
Okay, so it's dedicated to the Uluru Statement from the Heart, which, as you know, was this amazing document that was constructed by elders all over the country 3 years ago, and presented to the federal government. The then Turnbull government pretty much threw it in the too hard basket. It's been sitting there. We think it's an amazing document, and we think in years to come that people from all over the country will be able to recite sections of this incredible document. Yeah, so the songs that we put together for Makarrata, and it's a mini album, are all based around that topic. We've got some incredible collaborators, I've got to say, on that mini album, and most of them will be appearing with us as we travel around the country in the next 5 or 6 weeks.
I would have thought there's a big difference between playing, large indoor stadiums and concerts to playing somewhere where you're outdoors, you're in the Botanic Gardens, and people are just dancing around and having a great time. Very, very different experience.
We love the outdoor shows. In fact, for the Great Circle tour back in 2017, I don't know if you came to the Adelaide show there, which was also outdoors. In fact, almost all of those shows 2017 were outdoor shows at the request of the band, because we think there's a special atmosphere and spirit, and people tend to remember these shows more. If you get a beautiful night, and we're hoping for two great nights
yep,
in Adelaide, if you get a great night, it's something that, you know, you'll take with you forever, I think.
How much touring are you doing at the moment, Rob? Are you getting out and about much?
Well, not much, no. Like all bands, we've kind of been confined to barracks, so we're so ready to play again, I can't tell you. This Makarrata tour has already been delayed for almost a year. It's like all bands and artists, you know, we've been thrown into disarray by you-know-what. But if the borders stay open, we're actually going to be able to get around to Queensland, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, Canberra over the next 5 or 6 weeks, and finally play this show, songs like Kosciuszko, songs like Gun Barrel Highway, Beds Are Burning, The Dead Heart, Jimmy Sharman's Boxes, songs like that.
Fantastic. Rob, on the same theme, we had two lads come in and join us. They're actually local footballers, and they've started playing some incredible music, and very kindly, Midnight Oil, you've agreed to allow these boys to open up for you. We're talking Marlon Motlop and his mate Rulla Kelly Mantle. Just have a quick listen to this. This is brilliant.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, because you're singing for me, my man. My man, na 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 na. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing.
So you can hear, Rob, this lad Marlon Watt's got a beautiful voice, and together these lads are very, very good. So, yep, they're going to be playing before you on either of the nights, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Fantastic. I'm not familiar with them, but just that excerpt sounds very strong.
Well, they're going to release that song after WOM Adelaide.
Excellent.
Yep.
Great.
Couple of Indigenous boys. So, yeah, they're going to have a great time with you. We're looking forward to it, Rob. Thanks so much for talking to us. This all happens at WOM Adelaide the 5th till the 8th of March. The Oils are on Saturday and Monday night. It is sure to be a sellout. So get in quick. Rob Hurst, an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Ah, thanks so much, Ruin Dits.
Good on you, Rob.